Okay, 10-minute halacha TABC. I wanted to speak about one aspect of Talmud Torah, which is quite interesting. And as we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, maybe we'll continue with this theme tomorrow. There is a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Obviously, it makes sense. That's where it is. The Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of learning Torah, of teaching Torah to one's children and one's grandchildren. And the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says on Daf Lamed, it says a person who teaches Torah to his grandchild, based on the pasuk Vahudatam Livanecha Vilivnei Vanecha, pasuk Pashas Vaeschanan, so a person has a special fulfillment of teaching Torah as if it came from Har Sinai, because there's a juxtaposition. It says Vahudatam Livanecha Vilivnei Vanecha. Yom asher amadta lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chol rev, the day that you stood on Har Sinai. So what's the juxtaposition of the phrase banecha v'nei vanecha, teach the Torah, allow, inform your grandchildren, banecha v'nei vanecha, to show that if you teach your grandchildren Torah, it's as if they got it from Har Sinai. So you get the impression from the Gemara in Kiddushin Adaf Laman Amad Aleph that teaching Torah to one's grandchildren has almost an elevated degree of fulfillment than just teaching one's children. Yet if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, and this is no surprise to anybody, that based on the Pasuk Vishinam Tom Vanecha, based on the Pasuk V'limatem Osom Es B'neichem, the Rambam says, Kishem Shechai Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, Kishem Shechayef Adam L'Lameid Es Beno, just like you have a chiv to teach your son, Kachu Chayef L'Lameid Es Ben Beno, you have a chiv to teach your grandchild. Shenemar quotes the Pasuk from Kiddushin, Vahudatam Livonecha, Vilivnei Vonecha. And then it goes on and he explains, maybe I should teach other people, etc. So what do you see from there? When you see the language of Kishem, just like, well, just like you have a chiv to teach your child, your son, so too you have an obligation to teach your grandchildren. Now, that doesn't sound like that grandchildren is greater. It sounds like almost like that secondary. The real mitzvah is your child. And yet, it the same way you have to teach your child, you teach your grandchild. Okay, so maybe they're equal. In fact, they're actually not. But the language of the Gemara sounds like teaching your grandchildren is this elevated kiyum ha-mitzvah. The question is, why doesn't the Rambam say that? Why isn't the halacha that way? One would expect, I got the Torah from Har Sinai, it's a greater mitzvah to teach my grandchild than teach my child. So that's the Rav raised that question. And he said that the answer may lie in a Ramban. The Ramban, in his commentary of the Sefer HaMitzvot, you know, the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot, and he enumerated what the 613 mitzvot are. And the Bahag has that as well. There are many Sifrei HaMitzvos, and the Mone HaMitzvos, people who count the mitzvos, so not everyone should. We know there's 613, we just don't know what they are. So most of the mitzvos, everyone agrees, is a mitzvah. But there are certain things that, you know, let's say the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban quotes that as a mitzvah, and the Rambam does not. And each one has to make up the 613 in a different way. So one of the mitzvos lo ta'aseh, that the Rambam does not include, but the Ramban does. The Ramban believes this is the second mitzvah, okay, that the Rambam left out. He fed the Rambam, omitted it. The Rambam would have his own defense of why. Is the following. The lo ta'aseh of the pasuk that says, Hishom elecha, guard yourself, ushmor nafshecha ma'od, pentishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u'einecha. The word hishamer means lo tase. That's the way we view hishamer. Guard, it means it's a negative commandment. Don't forget what you heard at Har Sinai. Vahodatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha. So notice what the Ramban does. He uses the pasuk from Parshas, the pasuk from the Gemara in Kiddushin. I want you to inform, teach your grandchildren Torah. And he says that's a lo tase. The lo tase, the Rambam somehow left out. That I think should be included, and we could explain on the time, explain why the Rambam would have left it out. But nonetheless, it's left out. The Ramban says, that's a lo tase that should have been included. And what does that pasuk end with? Don't allow the Torah to be forgotten, but rather, make sure you inform your grandchildren of that mitzvah. So the Rav explained, and then he continues like this. He says, and don't think, Va'altiteh, says the Ramban, don't make a mistake because of the drasha in the first parak of Kiddushin, Livanecha, Livanecha, Livnei Vanim, it speaks about grandchildren, because I just told you this pasuk applies to children and grandchildren, and no one should forget the Torah. So he says, watch, Ki limud emunas ha-Torah, hu ha-limud b'Torah. The limud of emunas ha-Torah, believing in the Torah, is part of the fulfillment of learning Torah. So what's happening here? So Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. Whenever we teach Torah to our children, there are really two components to that mitzvah. There's number one, the limud ha-Torah, that I have to teach Torah knowledge. I teach you Chumash, I teach you Gemara, I teach you Mishnais. I have to now convey that message, though that knowledge, rather, to my children. But there's a whole other piece to Torah. My kid could have all the knowledge in the world, but he doesn't believe. He doesn't have the emunah satorah, as the Ramban says. It means that I believe that I receive the Torah Har Sinai. That changes the nature of the learning completely. And it's not a subject anymore. It's belief in this is what we're all about. This is something I want to transmit to my own children. So watch this. It's true when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of teaching Torah per se, there we say the son, the father to the son, is the greater mitzvah, no doubt. However, when it comes to teaching Emunas HaTorah, the belief that this is a Masorah, this is something that has been transmitted, there's a tradition here, you know where the greater Kiyum is? The greater Kiyum is with the grandfather. Why? Why is that greater? Because
he's closer to
Har Sinai. That's exactly what he says. Ulam bedin limud emunas haTorah shemiskayim al yedei Talmud Torah debanim bazeh halimud deben bino adif me halimud debino. That's even better, because the grandfather has that ability. The father, just the father. When I hear from my grandfather, I realize, oh, that goes back a generation. And that connects me further. And he learned from his grandfather. And I see the shalshelet hadorah. I see the chain of all of the generations, how we go back to Har Sinai. So everything fits in beautifully. The Rambam's correct. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I teach my son. That's the major mitzvah. Teaching a grandson is secondary, but also important. But that's when it comes to the component of teaching. In terms of the emunah, that has to come along with it. And how that's done, it can be done within the learning itself. Maybe it's another component of the learning, of how I'm able to teach the Torah so that you believe in it, and it becomes part of you, internalize it, that this is who we are, this is part of our tradition. That's the greater fulfillment of Ben Beno. And that's how the Rambam's correct. Beno is the first. Vishinantam levanecha vivatem osamas b'neichem. But vahodatam levanecha vivnecha. Remember Har Sinai. That degree of the mitzvah and that component of the mitzvah is certainly could be fulfilled to a greater extent by the grandfather. Okay, stop here.
Yeah.
All right, guys.